You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Bluesy Tuesday, episode number 6. Yeah, we've been doing these for 6 weeks now and having a good time. I don't see any reason to stop, so we're going to keep going. But today's Bluesy Tuesday is going to be reflecting on celebrating Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. Right out of the blues scale. I mean, you guys are going to see it. I've been teaching you guys a little bit about the blues scale. Again, this is more like music appreciation. It's not guitar lessons. It's more to just kind of give you like a little bit deeper appreciation for what's out there so that when you're listening to music, you can make some connections and realize, oh, that's a bluesy thing. That's cool. I like that. So we're going to be talking about that here in a second. But first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You want to go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. And check out all the cool stuff we have there. It's a great website. A lot of cool interviews and podcasts on a wide variety of stuff. Mostly guitar-driven rock. When you hear the ones that you love, please share them around. Let the world know about these bands and about the music. This is the way we keep it alive. If you're a real rock and roller, you want to dig a little deeper. You want to say, yeah, Lou, I really want to be a part of what's going on. I want to have input on what's going on. I want access to exclusive music, exclusive videos, stuff I can't get anywhere else like this right here. Then you want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. And join my inner circle because that's where it's kind of all happening. And as we got some people hanging out with us live in the studio tonight, we've got Patricia, we've got Chris. We appreciate you guys hanging out, giving us the thumbs up, the smiley faces. We love the encouragement, so stick around. Okay, so today we are talking about one of the greatest riffs that ever happened in rock and roll. Now, if you have listened to past episodes or watched past episodes, if you're watching this here on YouTube, you know that we have our blues scale. And Black Dog is almost directly, it is, in fact, there isn't a note that's in Black Dog that is not part of the blues scale. That is the whole idea of Black Dog. So let me go ahead and just refresh you guys on the riff. Okay, that's the main riff. Couple very cool things about Black Dog, stuff you may not know. This song is based on a format called call and response. So if you listen to the track, it starts out with Robert coming in a cappella, singing, you know, the hey, hey, mama. Then the band kicks in. That is an old blues format. If you go way back in time, call and response goes way back to the spirituals that slaves sang while they were working in the fields. That's how far back that format, that approach to putting a song together goes. The song was inspired by another song that came out a little bit before that, and it was Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well. So it has the exact same format. In fact, I know a lot of people who aren't really all that versed in classic rock assume that Oh Well is a Led Zeppelin song. It is not. It's a Fleetwood Mac song. Very similar songs. Sit down and listen to the two side by side, and you'll definitely hear how they are definitely related to each other. Most people assume in Led Zeppelin that really it is kind of like the Stones. Page and Plant are kind of like Mick and Keith. On this track, this is really put together by John Paul Jones. He's the one that came up with the riffs. And, you know, the main riff. And then there's the riff that comes after that, which is very cool, too. They switch keys. So what you'll hear about this and what a lot of people misunderstand about the song is that people think this is in some strange time signature or something. It is not. You can tap your foot to it. It is rock and roll, 4-4, ram it down your throat, like all great rock and roll really is. What's very cool and what gives it this sort of like kind of like swimming kind of feel, like it's kind of like you don't know where the riff is going to land, is the fact that the riff resolves in different places at different times. It's not resolving exactly on the downbeat at all times. So that's what kind of gives it that loose, kind of funky, kind of like makes you want to do this when the song's playing feeling. And if those of you who were just listening, I'm sort of shaking my body in a sort of swimming circular motion there. So that is another thing that is the genius of Black Dog. They premiered the song, and I think in 71, they played it off and on. Believe it or not, it's a classic now, but they did not play it at every concert. Eventually, it became a staple. And another very cool thing that you may not know about Black Dog before we wrap up today's podcast is that Black Dog has been a song that Robert Plant has covered in almost all of his solo bands. And if you do a little bit of YouTubing on it, you will find that there's a lot of very cool arrangements from sort of bluegrass, rootsy kind of stuff to really big heavy rock versions. He's done it a plethora of different ways depending on which backup band he had. If it was Band of Joy, if it was A Strange Sensation, they all kind of brought their own spin to the song, and he could rework the song very, very easily. And that, in my opinion, is a sign of a song that's truly a great song. I had an old guitar teacher that used to say, if it's a good song, you can play it on the swinette and it'll get over. And Black Dog is one of those songs. You can hear him do it with Alison Krauss with mandolins and banjos and stuff like that. And, you know, and then you can listen to the original version and all the other versions of it that are out there, and it always sounds absolutely amazing because it is just a brilliant piece of music. All right, guys, that is my little expose on Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. Check it out. It's on their fourth studio album. Some people call it Zozo, but it's really the Led Zeppelin 4 album, so you can check that out. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Go there. The podcast, like, please share them around. Please let your friends know about the great artists that we've been playing, and to help get them a little promo. That's how it's done here in 2018. I almost forgot what year it was. Also, if you want to get in on stuff like this, you want to get in the back side of stuff, you want to get behind the scenes, you want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, and you can get in on the recording of these videos, joining me live, hanging out with me. We got Frankie. We got all kind of people hanging out with us tonight, so it's very, very awesome. You can do that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. YouTubers, hit the subscribe, hit the little bell there to get the notifications because we're putting these up all the time. So, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Keep great guitar-driven rock alive, and I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.